Oh my gosh. Welcome to Nomadcast. My name is Caleb Enfield, and today I am joined by my host, as always,
Jason Harvey.
And we just want to start off the episode by reminding everybody to go and follow our social medias. We're really bad at doing that. We've plugged them once, we think. So go and find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find us by just searching Nomadcast, basically, and it'll pull up our profiles.
And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review and just write up a cool little review while you're at it. You know, just something small. And we're humble. We don't need much.
Yeah, and if you like this episode, make sure you share it with your friends. Anyway, we're really excited. Happy New Year, everybody. We're really excited to be here. We have a guest that's a little different from what we've had before. I guess we've said that every episode. But I feel like she's especially unique because she's had a level of success that neither of us are really used to. And it's in a field that neither of us are really used to. So today we're joined by Kelly Holmes. And I'm going to let her introduce herself and kind of tell us what she's about.
Hello, everybody. Betu washte, Kelly Holmes imachiapi, wambli okiawi, lakota mie, shanyavir lakoto yate mataha. Good day, everybody. My name is Kelly Holmes. My lakota name is Flies Among Eagles Woman, and I'm Mini Koju Lakota from the Sharon River Reservation in South Dakota, but I currently live in Denver, Colorado. I am the founder and president of Native Max, a multimedia company in which we have a constellation of platforms such as print, website, digital content, video, social media, interactive events. We kind of do a lot of stuff. And it all started with Native Max Magazine, which is the world's first Native American fashion magazine. And that's how it started out, as fashion. But Native Max Magazine expanded into, you know, like I said, a multimedia entity. So it's pretty cool. We do a lot. We do not only things here in Denver, but all over as well, up in the north and then the south, southwest. And just a few weeks ago, I hosted the Fashion After Dark fashion show up in Cornwall, Canada. So that was my first time there in that area. It's north of the Mohawk Nation. So it was very beautiful. It was a humbling experience. I'm definitely, you know, so happy that, you know, I get to host events as well. So I also host too. I host events. So it's pretty fun. So yeah, that's kind of the it's kind of my elevator pitch there.
Yeah, so you're like a Jill of all trades. You just do it all, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yes.
That's awesome. And it sounds like Native Max has kind of expanded into like a million different directions. And is it still growing? Are you guys still looking for new ways to expand and stuff like that? Or are you kind of...
Yes, we are definitely expanding. So this past year, I was contacted by this... indigenous manufacturing, cosmetics manufacturer of Mohawk. And she, her name is Tisha Thompson. She's the owner of Babes Cosmetics. It's Mohawk owned and operated. And she actually was the one that invited me to host the fashion show in, Canada. So she reached out to me and wanted to collaborate on an eyeshadow palette. So I was like, cool, let's do this. And then in the middle of us working on that over here, I was contacted by the founder of Indigenous Cosmetics out of here in Denver. Okay. And she wanted, Amy is her name. She's the owner and founder. She wanted to collaborate on a lip gloss, like a set of lip glosses. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, again, I wasn't sure how to go about it. You know, I never really worked with products. You know, we of course just sell merchandise like t-shirts and bags, but you know, nothing, you know, something like makeup. It was pretty cool and different. So we collaborated on a little collection of 4 lip glosses, and the launch is called Fall Into Beauty for the fall season. And It was interesting, and it actually was very successful. We sold, I don't know how much we sold, but it was pretty cool, and it really brought the positive attention to both of our companies, as well as, you know, it kind of gave me more inspiration and more motivation to, you know, do this. We can do this. You know, we can form partnerships, you know, licensing mm-hmm. partnerships with, you know, other indigenous companies as well. So sure. we're also still working with, you know, like I said, Babes Cosmetics out of New York on our eyeshadow palettes.
Mm-hmm.
That one, we are so, we want it to be perfect. You know, we yeah. want everything to work out and be beautiful. So of course that one is going to take more work, but we're expecting the launch in the spring.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, so that was kind of the first step into going, you know, into licensing and partnerships and the commerce side. It was pretty cool and pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But I really like it. So we're looking forward to more partnerships like that. So that was a milestone for us this year.
Yes.
Last year. 2018.
So you guys kind of have your platform already established, and you're just branching out and starting these partnerships. That's really cool, because that's kind of what our whole show is based on, is partnerships. Because we alone, we would be a very boring show. I think we wouldn't have we wouldn't have anything to talk about beyond like 20 minutes maybe every month.
Yeah,
because we're just, you know, we're just two regular like teachers, regular Joes from the reservation. So it's really like you guys, the talent that brings us all of our stuff. So hearing about these yeah. these partnerships is really cool, because that's what we live on. And it's also, I think, what's kind of made our show as successful as it's been is having partnerships, because bouncing ideas off of each other and growing together, you know, is, I think, the only way that Native American people are going to be able to make these leaps and bounds into different things. So that's really mm-hmm. it's really cool and inspiring to hear somebody that's been, you know, so successful alone. I guess, I don't know if you've been successful alone. You've probably got a ton of support, but someone that's been so successful
yes, I do.
on their own, talk about finally branching out and looking at others for support. That's really cool.
Yeah, I definitely have to thank my my circle of support. That's my family and my friends. I don't know how far I could have gotten without, you know, anybody. And it's, you know, it's definitely a crazy journey, you know, because when you, you know, start off on the entrepreneurial journey, you're by yourself. You
yeah.
know, it's all yourself mm-hmm. and you're all alone. And you know, you're the one that makes the decisions. You're the one that has to live with the responsibilities and
yeah.
the consequences of your actions.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's tough. And, you know, there's no right or wrong answer, no yes or no. You know, it's especially in, you know, something that I've done, you know, there's no step-by-step manual mm-hmm. or, you know, workshop to start your own magazine, or, you know, there's nothing like that. So it's very daunting and scary. And that's why, you know, as an entrepreneur, you have to kind of have a circle of support. And, you know, they don't have to be with you in your business
sure.
or, you know, per se, but, you know, as long as they're there, where, you know, they're just a phone call or a text message away, and you're able to, you know, reach out to them. And, you know, I just sometimes just all I want or all I need is just someone to listen.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
Like, just sit here and listen to me. You probably have no idea what I'm talking about. Or, like, you know, our website's going through this crap and, oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about, but just listen. And that mm-hmm. helps a lot. It just takes the weight off your shoulders and your spirit and your mind and your heart. And so I definitely thank all of my friends and family who I have that support me, and, you know, people who encourage you, and, you know, and you should have people, you know, to encourage you.
Sure.
You know, it's hard, you know, there's other, or there's people out there that, you know, want to see you fail. And, you know, as soon as you see those kind of people, you need to cut them out immediately. Mm-hmm. I've also learned that the hard way, you know, and it actually does more damage than anything. It's toxic and it just sucks everything out of you, sucks the life out of you, the life out of your business. So that's something else too, that I like to share with people, you know, cut every negative thing, person, anything out of your life to continue forward.
Nice. So I guess I'm cutting Jason out.
Dang.
So that's true. I agree with you 100%. We've kind of talked about it a little bit, how we're going to, you know, going forward, we're only getting more popular, fortunately. I mean, that could stop anytime, knock on wood, but, we're only getting more popular, and with that comes like growing pains of different decisions that we're going to have to make, you know, about how we're going to keep supporting ourselves and how we're going to keep supporting the show. And maintaining this creative independence, I think, is one of the most important things to us. And that's kind of why you're so inspiring to me, because just looking through some of the magazines and stuff like that, you have maintained a lot of your creative independence. You haven't been influenced a ton by, like, you know, you've probably been, I don't know, I don't want to say anything, but I'm sure you've been offered, you know, some sort of ad spots or anything like that, that probably aren't the most, you know, representative of your brand. And that stuff is really hard to turn down, because you want to be financially independent, but even more so, you want to be creatively independent. So finding that balance is probably really difficult, especially for someone, like I said, that has a viewership, you know, that those kind of pressures probably are stronger than for you than anyone else.
Yeah, it's tough, man. We've struggled since the very beginning, and, you know, it's tough. And like I said, I kept our independence and on our own. I wanted it to always stay that way. And, you know, I've had people, you know, different ones come in and, you know, offer to help design or help, you know, but I never end up being satisfied, because I have a vision, and I haven't gone to college. You know, I don't have a degree in graphic designing or anything, surprisingly, but I have a vision, you know, and I know what I want things to look like. And if it does not look or feel right, I will, you know, I'll postpone it and I'm going to spend forever fixing it. And, you know, so I've learned to really I learned how to say no, you know, I love you and I, you know, you're my good buddy, but this isn't what I want. So I'm going to take over, but thank you for your help. And, you know, that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs need to, you know, kind of be reminded of. And back to, you know, the, one of the topics that you brought up, I definitely had to, you know, not had to, but, I, you know, turned down a few offers that I feel like would have secured us. And yeah, because the magazine is family friendly, that's what I want it to be. I, you know, had to turn down a few opportunities. And one of the biggest, not upsets, but, I was at this meeting and this company, you know, they were willing to, you know, write a check for me for so much money just to partner with us. And I said no, you know. And I tell people, you know, I got morals. Dang it, I have morals, shoot, you know. And and that's why, you know, because, you know, Native Max isn't just about me or for me. It's for everyone and it's about everyone, you know? So I think about everyone who reads it or knows it or follows it or a fan or works for it or, you know, I think about everyone that Native Max touches, and I think, well, what's the best interest in everyone? Probably if we stay away from this kind of thing. And it's tough. You know, times where you know, frustrated because something isn't working. Oh, but if I had money, I could, you know, probably get it to work out. Well, that's when I think about it. But then I remind myself, you know, I'm doing it so, you know, Native Max isn't controlled or
exactly,
you know, yeah. So it is tough. It is definitely tough. You have to make those tough decisions, and they're going to be tough every which way around, no matter what. If you go with something or not, you say yes or no, it's always going to be tough. So it's, yeah.
Well, and for your magazine, I mean, we were just thumbing through a preview, I think, and it looks really professional. Like I mean, I can tell that you've got a good eye for what will work on a page and what won't. In the editing process, I'm actually pretty interested in, like, when somebody brings you a photo or brings you a story, a write-up, you're the one that has to approve the images, like, and approve the editorial side of it. Does that take quite a bit of time to do?
Yes and no. Because it's just me and like a handful of people. It comes straight through me. You know, I don't have a big old team, so it's not like you have to go through all these stages and processes. Everything comes straight to me. And, you know, if we have like a story, I want to know if it's a good fit for our readers, if it's something that aligns with our mission and our purpose. So our mission is, you know, promoting the positive stories and people of Indian country. You know, so we feature positive stories. We don't, we kind of stay away from, you know, the hard hitting truth, you know, because that's all the world sees, you know, and I like to focus on positivity. So, I see if everything that's submitted into the magazine or the website, you know, matches our mission. And when it does, you know, I just look at, you know, the quality, or, you know, is the story amazing or does it need to be worked on? And then the photos, when we get photos, I have my photo editor / sidekick, Zoe Friday. She is a Northern Arapaho from Wyoming. She goes through, you know, the photos. She's the photo genius. She edits, and we don't manipulate either in lighting or, you know, something, fix the background. That's all we do. We don't manipulate. We don't, you know, sit there and, you know,
no Photoshop, like, or any of that kind of stuff.
Cool. We don't do that. We try to leave everything as natural as possible. So she'll just, you know, kind of fix up some stuff, you know, and then we're good to go. And then we also have writers, on the team, and they will, you know, pitch a story to me, and then I say, yep, that works, or, oh, well, maybe this or something, and then they'll do it and then submit it, and we're good to go. So we have a very small team, and we're very we have a quick turnaround. Of course, if something needs to be changed, we could change it literally in like a few minutes. So, and that's, I guess, the cool part of, I help design it along with our creative director, Echo. So, you know, I help kind of put things together, and then she has a degree in art. So she will, you know, kind of come in with the technical stuff and, you know, make sure it does work out, you know? So we all work together in that way. We pitch stories. Each issue has a theme. So our next issue is the Native Women's issue. So that will be out in February. So that was, that's something else we're working on. So, Yep, so that's kind of our process with everything.
That's cool. We were looking at the photography and I'm like, wow, these guys have got good lighting. I mean, it doesn't feel bland either. You know how you thumb through some magazines where it's like, I don't know, it just looks boring. But when we were looking through yours, it just feels, I don't know how to explain it. It just feels down to earth, which is really cool to see in a magazine.
Yeah, we with anything that we do, you know, whether it's you know, photo shoots or writing or design or any of our events or, you know, whatever we do, we have the highest expectations of ourselves. You know, we're working up against, you know, some more established veteran websites and publications. So, you know, we're kind of looked at as the baby, you know, the younger company. So we, and in our team, our whole team, we're all like millennials too. So millennials and Gen Zs, I swear. So, you know, not only are we a young company, seriously, literally the team members, you know, so we're working up against, you know, the bigger and better. So, or older. So we just aim high, you know, with whatever we do, our expectations are high. We, you know, all come together. We all have some cool ideas and, sometimes they sound really crazy. And then when we do them, we're like, holy cow. So yeah, we're really good at brainstorming. And like I said, since we're independent, we could pretty much do whatever we want.
Yeah. That's, you know, so that's the best part.
Yeah. So that's pretty helpful. So, that's, I'm glad that, you guys like our stuff.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, we do everything differently and we aim, seriously, we aim high.
And it shows.
Yeah, it does show. You guys do put out a quality product.
Oh, thank you.
And then we saw on your Native Max Instagram, you guys have Native Max TV. Could you maybe tell our audience a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so we, at the time, it was like about 2 years ago, we were brainstorming. We wanted to branch off into video because at the time, you know, video was booming and kind of the, more interactive,
format.
Yeah. Format for millennials. So we were like, well, we should do some video. And at the same time, coincidentally, I met Joey Littlebird. He's the owner of Wohiv Films. He's Northern Cheyenne. Yeah, he is Northern Cheyenne from Montana. And he came on board and he was like, you know, I love what you guys are doing. Let's do video. And at the time, he just got out of film school. So this is pretty much like his first, you know, first gig right out of the gate. So we got together, we brainstormed and we did video. And holy cow, we made some really cool videos. And you know, our team and him, we all just clicked, you know, and, we made some cool videos and, you know, we kind of built a small fan base, you know, for our videos and, to the point where we were actually offered an opportunity by FNX, First Nations Experience.
Oh, cool.
They are a PBS affiliated channel out of California. And they said, you know, if you get some video content together, we could air it, you know, and we were like, whoa, what? You know, that was pretty cool. So, but we're trying to build up our experience more. We're trying to build up, our experience, you know, be able to get to the point where we can, you know, get more equipment. So that's our videos. We published different videos on YouTube.
Okay.
And so we have a few partnerships too for our TV stuff in the works for this spring. So you're gonna be able to see more TV content from us. So That's exciting. I've never done video, to be honest. A small fact, fun fact, the first issue, I know how to use InDesign, and I was so intimidated, and I finally sat down and taught myself. So now I use InDesign. So same thing with Premiere Pro. I wanted to help Joey, you know, edit some video, and he was like, no, I got it all. And, you know, well, I went and I taught myself how to use Premiere Pro. So now I can edit video as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, that's something, too, I like to do. I like to learn. You know, I sit down and I like to learn, you know, hands-on how things work, different software and programs. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. But, yeah, so we're going to be doing more video content this spring. So I am so excited when we're able to announce everything.
Nice. Yeah, your story sounds just really inspiring. We do have some young listeners out there, and we're educators. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time we hear teachers in schools saying, you know, you got to go to college, you got to get a degree if you want to actually make it in whatever field you want to be in. And I know I used to say that as well. But now I've kind of stepped back from saying that and saying, you know, if you're passionate about something, you know, focus on that and try to master whatever that is, like whatever it is, skateboarding, I don't know. So you don't have a college degree, which I find really cool, because you're putting this online magazine. Is it in print as well?
Yeah. So we actually sell print copies on our website, but our website is currently under construction. Yeah. So we're still, we wanted to build a bigger and better website, and we wanted the website to match the magazine more. So, you know, no matter where you're at, magazine or, you know, online on our website, you can tell where you're at, you know, so it's taking a tad bit longer than planned, but we are aiming for the end of the month to release the brand new website. But on there, we have an online shop where you can buy, you know, Native Max t-shirts or different other merch, and you can purchase print copies there too as well. And yeah, so it's on our website.
Due to technical difficulties, we've actually ended this podcast early. We do apologize to you guys. We will have Kelly Camille Holmes on at a later date. You can check out all of her social medias. We've posted them in the show notes. And please don't forget, again, if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review and write up a nice little comment. We'd really appreciate that. I haven't told Caleb yet, but this is one of my personal goals for the podcast, is to get on the new and noteworthy section. Let's build this podcast up together, guys. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with a new guest for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.